This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
723.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program. Phone lines open for business. 844-RAY-SHOW. Why? Because it's Ray Show. 844-729-7469. A busy show today in terms of information. Jim Stewart is in the house. I know, Jim, you're working feverishly over there, getting all the emails loaded up.
Well, they just keep coming in, and I want to just make sure we get them all up. I thank everybody for sending them in every day.
RayLucia.com, if you want to email me. Last hour, somebody called in and didn't want to go on the air. It happens very frequently. A lot of people are kind of embarrassed to go on the air. It's a lot easier to just email me if you don't want to go on the air. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. And then just click on the Ask Ray button. We're working on the website right now. I should say Jim is working on the website right now. Should be some pretty cool changes coming up in the next several weeks, days, months. How long?
Next week.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to it. I am going to hold you. When you say next week, none of these tech guys have ever been able to, perform on schedule. When they say next week, it could be 8 months from now. But we'll see. All right.
I've been working on it for 8 months.
Okay,
next week should work.
That makes sense. Before I get to the main meat, we are, just days away from having to file taxes, unless you're like me and you file an extension, which I do every year. And you should know that the government does give you the opportunity to postpone getting the return filed. They don't give you a free ride or a free opportunity to not have to pay the taxes that are owed on April 15th, which this year is April 18th. But I was thinking about this the other day when I read an article. The real reason everyone is offering free tax preparation this year. And I think, Jim, you even brought this up to me the other day. You said all these companies are coming out of the woodwork and they're doing, simple tax returns really for free. You don't have to pay the advisor, your CPA or whatever. Well, many of us still do. But a lot of these online services, and there are many of them, I'm not going to give any of them a plug. But if you're wondering why so many of them are doing this for free and how they can afford to do it for free, this article was very interesting to me. It has to do with collecting metadata. And now with all of the stuff in the news with what's her name? Susan Rice. I was going to say Donna Rice, but she was in the news, 25 years ago or whatever. But Susan Rice and the fact that the Russians are hacking us, we're hacking them. Every single one of your cell phone calls, your texts and all that stuff are being stored somewhere. Does that freak you out?
Yes.
And so and now all of your tax data, I think they said Credit Karma is charging consumers nothing at all for its tax preparation service. What the? why Credit Karma? Because they're out there selling that data to loan brokers and other finance companies to try to get you to do loans and so forth. H&R, they all do it. They're all, I shouldn't say all because I don't know for certain, but I just found that really, really fascinating. So if you call me on the cell phone, we ain't talking about anything personal, that I can assure you. Because I don't, I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I don't mind it. If, you know, if some terrorist calls me, fine, listen in all you want. But it's a tiny bit disconcerting that we live now in an era where there's nothing that's private. Absolutely nothing. And if you're General Flynn, you can lose your job over metadata that's being collected. Whether it's legal or illegal, you can play politics in the evening news all you want. I'm just saying it's a little frightening when your tax returns, the most basic information, why? Oh, they had Donald Trump's information. If he didn't pay for a return, if he went to one of those services, yeah, what does Trump need to pay for a return for? It's like 10,000 pages long. But anyway, we start today, though, with asset location, which is the key to enhancing the tax efficiency of your portfolio. Sit back, folks. Relax. This is important stuff, no doubt about it. So we've had these discussions about asset allocation and diversification. And there have been a lot of controversial studies on diversification. For example, we have based pretty bad on the target date funds on this program. Because number one, it's what the government instructs 401k plans, or I should say requires 401k plans, to put your money in if you don't proactively select some kind of asset allocation for your funds in the first place. And I think, Jim, you pointed out the other day that target date funds have actually underperformed the market, if you will, by a substantial percentage, even those that are mostly all stock. Now, I'm not going to defend or cap on them too badly, because at least it's getting some money invested. But my gripe with them has been all along that every year the portfolios become more conservative depending on your age. And that does not take into account a whole lot of stuff that's gone on over the years. If the market crashed by 50%, the last thing in the world I want to be in the subsequent year is more conservative. I want to be more aggressive. And I don't want it to automatically happen because of my age. That's one thing. The other thing is, while they are very diversified portfolios, diversification can hurt you. A young person in their 20s or 30s might be better suited to have 0% in bonds while they're growing their assets. And then the one thing I do agree with is, at the start of retirement, or at least leading up to the start of retirement, making the portfolio significantly more conservative. But we've also talked about using reverse mortgages to basically supplant, if you will, safe money that earns you nothing. Really interesting ways to manage sequence risk, which we might get to in just a minute. So asset location is not asset allocation. When we talk about asset location, we are discussing where you invest the various investments because of the tax treatment that they are required to adhere to. So let's see what Lindsay Fausun had to say about this in a recent article somewhere. I think it was in Wealth Management. The tax efficiency of assets. Do they generate long-term capital gains, short-term capital gains, or ordinary income? or no income at all, like Roths and tax-free munis. Examples of tax-efficient assets include buy and hold equities. If you buy a stock and you hold it, then it's probably a good idea to hold that stock in your brokerage account. An index fund. Usually they're very low turnover. They're very tax efficient. They're fine for a brokerage account. ETFs, depending on the type of ETF, yes. Tax-exempt municipal bonds, you wouldn't want to put those in an IRA. But where it becomes a little more complex, and why I want to get a tiny bit into the weeds on this topic, is this. Tax-free municipal bond, oh, it's obvious. I'm going to buy my tax-free municipal bonds in my taxable account because they're tax-free. But I might suggest to you that that's a really dumb move because I might get 3% in a tax-free municipal bond and maybe I could get 5% in a taxable bond and I can put that taxable bond inside my IRA and defer taxes for the next 20 years and end up with a significantly better result and replace my tax-free municipal bond outside of my IRA and buy dividend-paying stocks, which in the 15% bracket means that dividend, under current law, is tax-free. That's why getting into the weeds sometimes can make a lot of sense. Asset location, when we come back from the break, if you want to talk about it, 844-RAY-SHOW, or shoot me an email, raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button, and we'll be right back.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding is led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk. .com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. We are talking asset location, not to be confused with asset allocation. Both are critically important in managing your portfolio. There's no doubt about that. But asset location can make you extra money. You might recall yesterday we talked about how advisors can add what we call alpha, extra return, by just using their own ingenuity. And a recent study by the Russell Company joined other studies by Michael Fink from Texas Tech and other studies including Morningstar, Vanguard. And they all pretty much conclude that somewhere between 2 and 4% per year is what an advisor can help you with. Well, being smart, tax-wise, is one of those attributes of a best practices advisor. Let me give you a very simple example of what I'm talking about. Let's assume that you're a conservative investor and you've got both pre- and post-tax monies. And you can put your money into a municipal bond or a bunch of municipal bonds with 15-year maturities today. And let's say it's 3%. I'm making these numbers up to illustrate a point. So I plug into my handy-dandy calculator here. I'll plug these numbers. Jim, why don't you put these numbers down so I don't mess them up. So let's say you had $250,000 and you want the money safe. You put it in tax-free munis at 3% because you're in a high tax bracket now, and you take the money out in 15 years. So that $250,000 is worth $389,000. Okay, got it. Now, if you took the same $250,000 in your IRA, you could buy taxable bonds and defer paying the taxes until you're in a lower income tax bracket. So let's see how that compounds out. Taxable bonds might pay 5% because there's a cost in the tax-free side of the house. You can go into strategic income funds, junk bond, I don't know. But let's just say it's 5%. Maybe it's a little less than that, but this will illustrate my point. So $250,000, Jim, at 5% over the next 15 years, grows the IRA account to $520,000. So I've got $520,000 versus how much?
$389,000. So $131,000 difference.
It's $131,000 difference. But you're going to say yes, but there's no income tax coming out of the $389,000, and there is big income tax coming out of the $519,000. Well, let's just say that as you take the money out, you take it out in the 15% income tax bracket. Maybe you're in a 33% bracket now, you're in a 15% bracket then. So the gain that you have, you've got $479,000 and at 0.15%, you're gonna take $72,000 out of the 520. $72,000 puts you at $448,000. Call it $450,000 instead of $390,000. You're $60,000 ahead of the game. So let's just see what that is. If I get to $450,000 over a 15-year time plan, time period, starting with $250,000, that's a 4% rate of return instead of a 3% rate of return. So by just knowing which account would work best, you add one full percentage point over a 15-year period. Well, if you're alive for the next 30 or 40 years, that number becomes quite substantial, doesn't it? So that's just one sort of obtuse example of how you can use asset location. I'm not suggesting everybody ought to do it. There are individuals that might be in a higher tax bracket in the future. But remember, as we've discussed many times on this program, there are a few things you need to understand. The different silos of taxation, as we mentioned, you have a brokerage account. That brokerage account is where you might buy the tax-free municipal bonds. You have pre-tax accounts. Well, the pre-tax account, like IRAs and 401ks, might be better served to own taxable bonds because taxable bonds spew out ordinary income. And there's no higher income taxation than that on ordinary income. Stocks can go either way. If it's a fund and the stock fund is actively traded. Remember we talked about active share the other day? Well, if the fund is actively trading, then it's important that you understand that if there are gains from that active trading, that's all going to be taxed at the highest income tax bracket unless those gains happen over longer than a 12-month period. Most active traders don't hold on that long. So those types of managed accounts or mutual funds where there's high turnover, and you go on Morningstar, you can find out what the turnover ratios are. If you see 100%, then you know that all the stocks are turning over in any given year. So that's going to be a very tax inefficient portfolio. Those should be inside the 401k and inside the IRA, so that you don't realize taxation now, you realize it later. The other thing you need to know about is your effective tax rate versus your marginal tax rate. Most people get this way confused, Jim, because they say, well, I made $100,000 and I paid $20,000 in taxes, therefore I'm in the 20% tax bracket. You're in the 20% effective tax bracket, but your marginal tax bracket may be 28%. It depends on where you fall. Let me just give you an example. I'll pull out the 2017 financial data. Individuals that have taxable income of about $80,000 or less are in the marginal bracket of 15%. Okay, but that means that the first zero to $18,650 was taxed at 10%. Now, beyond that, you have about $20,000, more than $20,000, that's taxed at 0%. So a person that makes $100,000, maybe the first $25,000 or so, or close to it, is taxed at zero. The next almost $20,000 is taxed at 10%. So for the first $40,000, the effective tax rate is 5% before you get to a 15% tax. Do you see how that works? But the next dollar that individual makes could be taxed as high as 25%. And that's why if you play your cards right and can manage tax brackets, you can put a lot of extra money in your wallet. And that's why you go to a financial advisor that is a best practices advisor that understands the different silos of money and the tax treatment on each and where you should own various and sundry assets. Which accounts work best? We'll be back. We'll be right back.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
It's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Lucia Show. Tommy, ooh. Had a chance to play with one of the members of The Who once on stage with Roger Daltrey. What an experience that was. We didn't do this song. We did do Mama's Got a Squeeze Box, though. That was a fun night. 844 Ray Show, if you want to talk about asset location and how critically important it is, especially as we discuss this relative to effective versus marginal tax rates, and you need to know this stuff. For example, I did a quick calculation, and again, it's very cursory, but a person or family, I should say, married couple, that make about $100,000 and just use the standard deductions and personal exemptions, pay tax on about $80,000, and because the first almost 20 grand is taxed at 10%, and the next 60 grand or so is taxed at 15%, their combined brackets and everything, or I should say their effective tax rate, is about 11%. They'd pay about $11,000 in income taxes on that $100,000 income. So they're effectively paying 11%, but that's not their tax bracket. They are in the 15% tax bracket, and one more dollar, if they make one more dollar, that next dollar is taxed at 25%. Now you know how critical it is, because if they have a brokerage account that's holding taxable bonds, that taxable bond interest, if it's added to that $100,000 gross number, is taxed at 25%. If they have short-term capital gains through a high turnover stock fund or a REIT that doesn't pay qualified dividends, they pay 1099-ish dividends, that REIT dividend will be taxed at 25%. So again, the different silos of money. You have your tax-free money. How do you get tax-free money? There's only really a couple of three ways that I know. Tax-free municipal bonds, but I've already shot that one down in many respects, unless you need current income, because you can buy taxable bonds inside of your pre-tax account and get a higher rate of return and let that higher rate of return compound over time, then take the money out in the lower brackets later on when you retire. And 90% of us are probably going to be in a lower tax bracket today. I know I am. Are you in a lower bracket today than you were when you were working full time?
No, unfortunately.
Well, that's because you had a sale this year, though. If it weren't for the sale, because I know when you used to work for Wells Fargo and you're flying up there, you had $50,000 stock bonus. You were like a rich guy. Right?
Yeah, it was good.
You're just, I was going to say bitching and moaning, but I shouldn't say that on radio or television. You're just moaning because you got to pay some tax on recaptured capital gains on your real estate. Hardy har har.
I don't want to be in any tax bracket.
Yeah, but you know what? That may not be the smartest of moves either, depending on your particular situation, because sometimes it's better to accelerate a tax in a lower bracket so you don't have to pay it in a higher bracket. But that's really getting into the weeds. The point being that even though Jimmy here has got to pay some taxes, he forgot about the fact that he wrote off all those taxes on that depreciation when he was in a heck of a lot higher tax bracket. So he's going to recapture it probably in the 15% bracket, and he wrote it off in the 39.6. You have no sympathy from me, my friend. So you have these different silos of money. The tax-free money from Roth IRAs. Remember, we talked about an academic study not too long ago that said, yes, even rich people should have some money in Roth IRAs, because We can do the blending technique. Younger people, life insurance policies are souped up Roth IRAs. Health savings accounts paying for post-retirement health care are better than most Roth IRAs and most pre-tax retirement accounts. So if you can utilize life insurance policies, remember what a life insurance policy does for you. It provides your family with a death benefit, and as we learned last hour with Pastula, maybe even a disability benefit or a long-term care benefit. But equally as important, it provides you with the ability to gain access to cash value on a tax-free basis. That's pretty darn good. There are instances, especially for older folks, where an annuity can make more sense than buying a CD. Why would I want to buy a CD that pays 4%, say, over the next 5-6 years, when I could buy a tax-deferred annuity that pays 4-5%, same old in terms of rate of return, yet I get to defer the taxes on the annuity. So if I'm a business owner, as I used to be, and some years are really good, I'm in a high tax bracket, and some years are really bad, I'm in a low tax bracket. Some years are horrifyingly bad, you're in a negative tax bracket. Well, in those years, you can accelerate your income. You can cash in the annuity or take your earnings out of the annuity, and guess what? You pay tax on it in that year. If that's a year you have a loss, zero tax. This is what I'm talking about when I discuss asset location. This is what I'm talking about when I say to you, you need to have advisors that know this stuff, because it will translate into real money. Let's go through some of the investments. I already mentioned REITs, better in a pre-tax account. High turnover mutual funds and bond funds, better in a pre-tax account. Now, if you own like limited partnerships in real estate, like Jim Stewart, or you own direct-owned real estate, like Jim, it's better in your personal account. Why? Because you get to take depreciation that reduces your income now or in the future. You also get capital gains treatment. Yes, there's a recapture of depreciation, but the gain on top of that is still going to be taxed in the lowest of low tax rates, which probably for Stewart will be 15% bracket. But for some people, it's going to be 0% on some of the money. Remember, any gain, capital gain, or qualified dividend that hits your income whilst in the 15% bracket, you pay zero tax on. So that person that's buying tax-free municipal bonds might be foolish. They might be better served buying high dividend-paying stocks that pay 3% instead of a tax-free muni that pays 3%, because the 3% from the high dividend stocks will be taxed at 0%. If they remain in the 15% income tax bracket. It's like a municipal bond that's got growth potential. Okay, I get it. It could go down 50% and all that stuff. But if it goes down 50%, then your yield's 6 and it's tax-free. You follow what I'm saying? So you have life insurance policies, HSAs, Roth IRAs. They're all good. You have annuities, primarily fixed annuities, because they come without fee. Variables are more complicated. They're not bad. They're not good. They're just more complex, and it requires a lot sharper financial advisor to deal in that area than it does with a fixed annuity, because a fixed annuity is a CD basically on steroids. You got to understand surrender charges and all that stuff, but there's a substantial penalty for early withdrawal on a bank CD too. The difference is I get to defer the tax on one. I got to pay the tax now on the other. If there's a tax bracket arbitrage, I win by deferring. Pre-tax money, we all know about those. IRAs, 401ks, 457s, 403bs. There you can have as much fun as you want. Trading the account, you like all that stuff. Creating short-term gains, doesn't matter. All the money comes out at ordinary income rates. And if you have all these other accounts, when that money does come out, by blending your tax-free money and potentially tax-deferred money, or taking principal payments from your brokerage account, by blending all those down, you may be able to take yourself out of the 25% bracket and into the 10 and 15% brackets. And as I pointed out earlier, that can translate into an extra 1% compounded return or more just by being tax efficient. I believe the Russell study said it was worth 0.75% per year. 0.75% per year. Most advisors charge about that. So if all you did was find an advisor that was tax savvy, their fees are paid for. Everything else is thrown in on the deal. Okay, it's email time next. I hope you took notes on this one, James. Did you?
I'm here.
It's all going to be on the website eventually, right? When you get that website done next week?
Next week.
Okay, we're holding it to you. 844-RAY, show if you want to call. Emails, though, coming up. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information and a show you just don't want to miss a minute because you might miss a lot. We'll be back. There's Mama's Got a Squeeze Button.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we talk about a lot of different things in this program, and the asset location is one of the most important. Sequence risk is another. Obviously, the risk management things that we discussed with Gene and Lynn and others, and the real estate stuff with Steve Allador, it's all important. But this is a fascinating, I think, topic. Because it's a way you can really have an impact. You can't control what the markets are going to do tomorrow. No one can control that. What did you just tell me? The fear is the highest level it's ever been right now? Market fear as high as ever? I don't know. I guess maybe it's because of Russia, North Korea, Donald Trump, all this stuff that's going on. I don't see that as that big of a negative. But I can't control it. So what am I going to do? Take all my money and go to cash? No, that's stupid. But I can have some, or at least exercise some control over the taxation of my investments. And that's why asset location is so critically important. And the earlier you start to diversify into the different tax silos, the better off you will be. Because eventually, when you do retire and you start tapping into your retirement money, you can control to a large extent how much you take out of each account, notwithstanding the fact that there are required minimum distributions from pre-tax accounts, but they start at 3.7% or so. So you're not going to have to take, you know, a lot of money out of pre-tax accounts. Take out the minimums and then go from there, understanding what your marginal tax bracket is and understanding what your effective tax bracket is. Oh, and there's one other thing I didn't bring up, and that is just about every year those brackets increase too. So it's highly likely that on a nominal basis, taking the same money out of your portfolio 20 years from tomorrow that you would take out today, there's going to be less tax because more money will be taxed in the 0% bracket as inflation causes those deductions to increase. More money will come out in the 10% bracket as those brackets increase each year, and more money will come out of the 15% bracket. So given the same amount of a withdrawal, you're going to pay less taxes just because the brackets increase each year. And that's why all of this is a fascinating field. I spent a lot of years doing it, and I spent a lot of time doing it. It is time consuming. It can get very complicated. You might need to get your accountant involved. But a lot of it has to do with, first of all, making sure you have money in the different silos, and then having a strategy from which silo to draw the income and how it might be taxed. And I say might because, remember, tax rates have changed 30, 40 times over the last, 50, 70 years. So there's going to be changes. But having the different silos of tax treatment gives you a lot more flexibility. What if you have a flat tax someday? Well, that's going to impact the tax treatment. If all you did was, focus on, one silo, the flat tax could have a horrifyingly bad impact, like municipal bonds. It would be terrible for municipal bonds. A flat tax would. Okay, hit it, boys. Let's do some quick email. We'll start with Jerry. We'll go to Eddie. And then if we have time, we'll get to Judy. Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, so it must be Geraldine. I guess, unless...
No, it's got a Y. It's
it could be okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
G-E-R-R-Y, okay.
Yeah, I do all sorts of crazy things with names.
I have a friend, G-E-R-R-Y, and it's Geraldine. Okay, so Jerry, whoever you may be, whatever you may be, the international markets are heating up. Oh? Should I look at changing my allocations? Okay, Jerry, with a G and a Y. First off, it is true. The international markets are doing better than the domestic markets so far this year, in particular, the emerging markets. Changing allocations sounds like timing to me. And I ain't very good at it, never was, never will be, and I'm not alone. So I think you have to go back to the drawing board and make a determination. What allocation is appropriate for the next 10, 20, 30, whatever years to have invested internationally? The number that I used to use was somewhere between 20 and 30%, but that included the emerging markets. So let's split the difference. Put, 15 or 20% in international markets that are developed and 5 to 10% in those that are emerging. Reinvest all the dividends and don't try to second guess your decision. Because here's what's happened over the past few years. Most people have jettisoned all their international stocks because they've been so crappy. Now this year they start to go up, and you know what's the most prolific investment today in terms of raising assets? The international markets. Everybody's jumping back into the international markets. So maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. My philosophy has always been get your asset allocation done and don't time the market, because if your timing is as bad as mine, you will be disappointed and you'll have to make two decisions, when to jump in and when to jump out, and that rarely, rarely works.
Yeah, I've seen my international portfolio go full cycle. I mean, I was in during the last peak many, many years ago, rode it through the slump, and now it's coming back up again.
It's coming back up, and you were probably pretty disappointed when you watched the U.S. stock market go up 250% and the international markets go up 80%. But that's likely to change, and no one is smart enough to figure that stuff out. Nobel Prize winners, big-time algorithms with computers can't figure it out. Don't ask me to figure it out. Eddie asks, are 401k loans good or bad? Yes. Yes, they can be good, and they can be bad. And on another show, I will get into more detail, but I'm out of time. But the answer, Eddie, is yes. If you're using the money appropriately in your financial plan to pay down debt, for example, non-deductible debt in particular, and you have the money to pay back the 401k at a lower interest rate, then I can say that a 401k loan could be good. If you're borrowing money to, take your girlfriend on a trip around the world, then it's could be good too. Oh, it's probably bad. I'm out of time. Go out and make it a great day, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.